Okay, as always, the Torah should be the English Master of Geshem and Rabbi Leib. Pashas Chayisara, action-packed Sedra. Yofas Yichosan Shal Avda Ovi Yisoyisim Me Terosan Shal Bonim is the predominant, the main portion of the Sedra is devoted to Eliezer's finding a Shidduch for Yitzchak, setting out on the journey, setting out his Tanai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it working. And maybe we'll share a few horrors within that part of the parasha. The Malbim points out a very interesting nakuda, such that we see once again that every word of the Torah is precise, and by being medayik every word, we sometimes get more of a picture. In other words, the story comes a little bit more to life, and the details become even clearer. He points out that as Eliezer arrives just after Shlishi, Malbim. Eliezer arrives in the city of Choron, and Vayikach Oeved Asara Gemali Migemali Adoino Vayelech, and he goes. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayabrich Hagemali Michutz La'ir, he crouched the camels just outside the city. El Be'er Hamoim, to the Be'er of water. And that's where he seems to be standing. Yet, two psukim later, when he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he'd like him to answer his Twitter, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, Hinei Anoichi, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hinei Anoichi Nitzav Al Ein Hamoim. I thought he was by the Be'er. He was Mavrich the Gemalim by the Be'er, and now he went to the Ein Hamoim. That's in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Later on, in Pasuk Chof, it tells us, before that, in Pasuk Tez Zayin, it tells us, V'hana'aro tevas ma'ar ma'ed besulo v'ish lo yidoho, v'atered ho'ayno, she went to the Mayon, v'atmalei kado v'atoal. That goes well with what we just said from Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yet, when she carries on, and she now goes to fetch for the animals, it says, in Pasuk Chof, v'atamaher v'ata'ar kado el ha'shekes v'atorot oid el ha'be'er lishoiv. So at the beginning, he's mavrich the gemalim by the be'er. Then he says, "Hine anoichi nitzaval ein hamoim." Then Rivka Taka fetches water from the mayon, and then she goes and fetches water from the be'er. So it explains the Malbim that if you go out to a field and you see a natural spring of water that's coming out of the ground, what it will do is it continuously has the water being produced from that spring. And that water is crystal clear, pure, beautiful to drink from. Whatever's not collected, as that spring is sprouting forth, will seep back into the ground. And pretty quickly, the ground will become saturated, such that the water is taking longer and more time to seep into the ground, and it will create a pool of water around it. That pool of water is the Be'er Hamoim. The water in the pool is murky, it's dirty, it's full of mud and full of earth. And that's fine for animals to drink from, but human beings wouldn't want to drink from that. If they're going to drink, they're going to drink from the crystal clear water, from the Mayon. And therefore he says, when Eliezer arrived in Pasuk Yud Aleph, where did he make the camels crouch? Next to the Mayon, next to the beautiful water, the clear, crystal clear water, or next to the water that's fine for animals? No, even next to the pool, next to the Be'er. That's the beginning. He was mavrich then by the Be'er. But then he says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, right, I want to see someone coming down now, a girl, who's going to go to fetch water, and I'm going to ask her to give me. She'll say, I'll give you, and I'll give the other men with you, and I'll also give the animals. If she's going to give him, he's not going to stand by the Be'er. No one's coming to give water to human beings from the murky pool of water. Therefore, he went and he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hino anochi nitzaval ein hamoim. I'm now by the source of the spring, where the crystal clear water is. And Taka, that's where Rivka came. And that's why in Pasuk Tez Zayin it says, "Va'naro tevas marem oed besulav ishleido va'tered ha'ayino." She went down to get water to take home from the Mayon. Eliezer engaged her and spoke to her, and she said, "Fine, I'll give you." When Eliezer finished to drink, and it was va'techala shkoisoi va'tomer, she said, "I'll give also to your gemalim to drink." Where did she go and fetch for the gemalim from? Back from the Be'er. And that's why in Pasuk Chof it says, "Va'toras oed ha'be'er lishoi va'tishab l'chol gemalov." And therefore you see that the Torah's change of wording is precise, it's particular, and it's exactly what we want it to be. It gives us a little bit more clarity in the picture of what was going on. If we just go back to the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha, famously, the Torah devotes a lot to talking about the importance of a makom kavura, about the fact that we treat mesim with kedusha, and we treat mesim with kavod, and therefore we give them a makom of kavura, and that eventually is the place from which befisrias kivoseichem am Hashem, that they will exit at the time of tchias hamesim. The Vilna Gaon points out something very interesting. We find throughout this parsha of Avram's acquisition of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah and thereby being able to give Sarah her Kavura, we find the word Misa and Kavura next to each other a few times. Yet we find the first six times the word Kavura appears before the word Misa, and the seventh time the word Misa appears before the word Kavura. We look through the parasha and we start off, we get to Pasuk Dalad, it's Ve'ekbara Mesi, first Kavura, then followed by Misa. In Pasuk Vav it says Kavoir Es Mesecha, again Kavura, then followed by Misa. And it finishes off Mikavoir Mesecha, again Kavura, followed by Misa. Then you have in Pasuk Ches Likboir Es Mesi, again Kavura, followed by Misa, that's the third time. The end of Pasuk Yud Aleph, you have the fourth one, Kavoir Mesecha, Kavura, before Misa. You have then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'ekbara Es Mesi, that's the fifth time. No, there should be, let's see this again. There should be six here. The Ekbara Mesi in Dalad is the first one. Then you've got Kavoir Es Mesecha, Mikvar Mesecha, two in Pasuk Vav. Then you've got Likvar Es Mesi in Ches. Which we left out Yud-Gimel. Kavoir Mesecha in Yud Aleph. In Yud Gimel, we've got Ekbar Es Mesi, thank you, yeah, that's the sixth one. And the seventh one, in Pasuk Tezvav, it says Es Mescha Kvoir. So the Vilna Gaon, hello Dovaru, that every time, for the first six times, it mentions the fact that you have Kavura before Misa. The last time it mentions it, it doesn't say Kvoir Mesecha, it says Es Mescha Kvoir Misa before Kavura. And to explain the change in Loshan, the Vilna Gaon brings the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beisom and Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beisom and Beis tells us, now there were some diggers, Hanu Kapuloi, there were diggers who were digging in the land of Rav Nachman. And as they were digging, suddenly they heard a grunt from underneath the ground. There was someone who was buried there who grunted at them. They were petrified, they ran into Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman came out with them. When he came outside, Rav Nachman said, who are you? So the Nifta said, I'm Achoy Bar Yashia. So Rav Nachman said to him, I'm sure Rav Mari taught us that Asidi Tzadiki, even Tzadikim, are going to be offered. He said to him, who's Rav Mari? I don't know. Who's Rav Mari? Kilo. It's not relevant, that teaching. I'm not offer. What are you talking about? So Rav Nachman thought, okay. Let's leave Rav Mari. Let's go to the Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk in Koheles says, V'yoshoiv ha'ofar el ha'oretz k'she'oyo. It's going to go back to being earth. So he says, the Nifta says to him, oh, yeah, whoever taught you Koheles didn't teach you Mishle. In Mishle state, urakav atzomeis kina. Someone who has kina, they are going to decompose. Someone who never had kina during their lifetime, they stay intact. So obviously, I didn't have kina during my lifetime. So Rav Nachman thought, okay, he's still alive. He's still intact. So Goshashay felt him. He saw Chazid Ishbei Mashasha. There's an entire body there. So he said to the Nifta, Le Kumar Le Gavei De Beison, come inside the house. He says, Nishna, you don't know Ksuvim, you don't know Keheles, you don't know Mishlei. Oh, you don't know Pasuk in Novi, in Yechezkel, where the Eibusha said, Befischias Kivrei Seichem Ama Hashem. You're not allowed to come out until the Eibusha said you can come out. I can't come out. So Rav Nachman said, okay, you know what? Not Ksuvim, not Neviim, a Pasuk in Torah, Parshas Bereishis. He says, Avoksiv ki ofar atov el ofar toshuv. There's a Pasuk to every human being in Parshas Bereishis. To which Rav Achoy Bar Yashia responded, Omar Lei, Hahu, that posuk for tzadikim, it's Shor Achas Kodim Tchias Hamesim. A moment before Tchias Hamesim, everyone needs to go through that decomposition in order to be recomposed. and come back to life again. But for tzaddikim, that happens sha'achas koyim tchias amisim. But up until then, they stay intact. And therefore, I'm intact. Said the Vilna Gaon, when Avraham Avinu came to buy them Aras HaMachpelah, as we saw in last week's parasha, Ve'el HaBokar Ratz Avraham, he ran after it to the Kever, El HaKever, HaBokar, same letters, and he went and he ran in and he found them Aras HaMachpelah, and he went in there and he found Adam and Chava there. And he decided this is the place which is going to be the Makam Kavura for the Ovis and Imois. At this point when he buys it, there is already one pair there, Adam and Chava. There are another six Tzadikim or Tzidkonios who have to be buried there. Avraham and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. These are tzaddikim who will definitely remain intact until Shoah Achaz Koden Tchias Amesin. If Rabbi Choy Bayashe did, they're certainly going to. In which case, they will have their kvura before their proper Misa. Hence, the first six times it talks about it, it says, Ekbar Es Meisvi, Likbar Es Meitzi, Mikvar Meisecha. Oh, but there's one Rasha, because Roshoyim Afilu Bechayeyem Kruim Meisin, whose head is inside there as well. And that's why the seventh time it says, Ves Meischo, Kavoyim. Ebos is Shoyin HaMeis. Before you got killed, Kavoyim, you're going to bury him in there. That's the Vilna Gaon and Kisiv HaKol Eliyahu. There's another beautiful diuk, which also gives us a picture of the story and gives it the storyline to be understood a little better. Eliezer comes in after he's given Rivka the gifts. Lavan's come out to him, and we'll come back to that bit where Lavan comes out to him. Be'ez Hashem, he gets invited into the home. Lavan and Besuel are there, and they want to give him to eat. So in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Lamed Beis says, "Vayover Ish Abayso came inside." Vayifatach hagamalim, he unmuzzled the camels, vayitin teben umisvay, they gave straw and they gave fodder lagamalim. Umayim lirchoitz raglov viraglehu anoshim asha'itoi. They gave water enough for him and his men to wash their feet. Then says the Chasam Sofer, vayusam lefonov le'echol. Water to wash the feet, they gave for everyone. When it came to giving food to eat, they only gave it to Eliezer. Yeah, so again, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Eliezer finds it strange. They give water, Mayim Lirchoitz Raglo Viragle Anashim Ashita. Water they've got enough for everyone. When it comes to the food, Vayusam Lefonov Lechol, only for him. Eliezer says, sorry, I'm not going to eat until I've said what I have to say. And then he starts to tell them about Avraham Avinu, and he starts to tell them about the godless of Avraham, and the wealth of Avraham, and the whole Tachbula that he did in order to get Rivka. Comes a Pasuk. Pasuk Nun Beis. Well, Pasuk first he says, "Ba'atoyim yeshkam oisim chesed be'emes ma'adoni yagiduli v'imlav." If him loy and not, then I'll go somewhere else. V'yanu b'sol ma'ashem yotzah adover. Hine rifke lefanecha kach voleich. Ahi kasha shoma eved Avram. Pasuk Nun Beis. Last pasuk before Chamishi. He heard this. It's divrei ma'ishach v'artzel Hashem. Pasuk after Chamishi Nun Gimel. Vayotze eved kei chesed kei zob. Uvagodim vayitin lerifka. Umigdona is nosan lochi oleima. Vayoichlu vayishtu hu v'ho anoshim asheimu. Where did they eat from? Also Chasam said, I don't understand. We just said before, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayusam lefonov le'echol. Very clear. Because Pasuk Lamed Bey says, Umayim lirchoitz raglo v'ragle anoshim asheitoi vayusam lefonov le'echol. So the Pasuk clearly tells us there's a distinction. Water for washing the feet was given to everyone, and food was only put in front of him to eat. Yet at the end of his whole drasha, and after he's given the gift, suddenly, where did they have food to eat from? So Chasam Sofer says an amazing thing. He says there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Al tilcham es lechem ro'oin, tilcham tof lamed ches men." Don't eat the bread. Don't eat the bread of a person who's a ra'ayin. What does he mean? So the Chasam Sofer, you know, and you have a guest at your table, there could be two reasons, a few reasons why you may have a guest. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah achnasas arachim. One mitzvah you have a guest. Sometimes you've got, it's an oni, his mamish, a person's destitute, and you see he's starving. So al srachmanas, you give it to him. Another may be, you enjoy being with other people, so you give them food. Oh, but then there's someone who's a ra'ayin. Every bite that person's having on his food, he's grinding his teeth. He can't bear that this person is eating his food. on that, says Shlomo HaMelech, Al tilcham lechem ra'ayim. Just don't eat his food. Whatever it is, if you notice he's a ra'ayim, don't eat his food. Says the Chasam Sofer, and he was a little wary. He says, the water, they had no problem giving for me and the men are with me. Why? Well, I figure water's cheap. They just go down to that Mayon or that Be'er. They pick up the water, it's free. So there's no problem giving that up. But when it comes to food, that's shown already, it's costing them. It's effort, it's time, it's money. And that, Vayusam Lefanov, these Chevra Ra'ayim. He says, I'm sorry, I can't eat until I've spoken. Deflecting their attention. I can't eat, because you shouldn't eat, like Shlomo HaMelech said. But then what happened? Eliezer tells him all about the wealth of Avraham Avinu. And then he takes out gifts. And he takes out for Rivka. And he takes out gifts and he gives to Besuel. And he gives a gift, to Lavan and to Lavan's mother. Besuel was dead by now. Suddenly they see, one second, we might have a monetary gain here. Oh, they suddenly had enough food to give out, plenty of food. There was no Ra'ayin anymore. Mimela said Eliezer, if that's the case, we can all eat. But it was only after he took away that Sibba for the Ra'ayin, that's when he could say, That now was okay for them all to eat. This again gives a little bit more of an idea of what was going on, what is going on in the parasha. There's a pasuk earlier on which we said we'd come back to. Rivka returns home. V'atora tanaro v'atagi libeis ima kadvorim wa'ile. She tells over everything that's happened. She's met this man. He's told her. He's given her already gifts. Ula Rivka och ushmei lava. The Torah tells us, the Pasuk of Tess, by the way, there's this fellow, Lavan. Lavan ran out to the man by the spring. Why? So the next Pasuk is actually an explanation of why he ran out. It was when he saw the Nezem es Atzmidim, Al Yedei Achoyse, Uchashome es Dibbe Rivka Achoyse, Leimah Koydibbe Elai Oish. So he ran out. Vayovoy Eloish, Vine Omed Alagmale Maloim. He came to the man who was standing there, Alagmale Maloim. Rashi says, what does it mean? He was standing there, ala gemalim, next to. Al can sometimes mean next to. It doesn't mean he was standing on top of the gemalim. But the Rachaim HaKodesh says, that there's a yalkut, she'omru, ki hikir Eliezer bimrutzosoy shalavon l'ra'o. Eliezer recognized from the way that Lavan was running to him, that he had one intention, probably to murder him and take his money. V'hizkir shem ha'mefayrosh, so he used the shame of Hashem. V'he'amid ha'gemalim ba'avir ala'oyim. And he suspended in mid-air the gemalim above the mayon. The Rechaim HaKadosh. V'hu oimre ha-gemalim ala oim. V'hu oimid ala gemalim. Tichsi v'hine oimid ala gemalim ala oim. Eliezer then went above the gemalim, which were above the mayon in mid-air. So that's why when Lavan came out, he sees Eliezer, he should have said, Vayomer, Baruch Hashem. He says, boy, Baruch Hashem, come. What do you mean, come? Well, you're next to him, you talk to him. Yeah. He was up there. He says, boy, you can come down, come, I'm not going to do anything to you. Baruch Hashem. And he gives him the brush. The Shem Shmuel said over from his grandfather, from the Kotzko Rebbe, it's brought down in the Hashanah Rabbah, we mentioned it, this past Hashanah Rabbah. Now there's a Medrash Rabbah in this week's parasha on this pasuk. It says Eliezer came, v'hine oimed ala gemalim al ho'oyin. Lavan comes and he sees Eliezer oimed ala gemalim al ho'oyin. Pasuk Chavtes actually said beforehand, v'lerivka ochu shmoy lavan v'yoros lavan elo ish hachutzo el ho'oyin. And then the next pasuk says v'yovo yo ish v'hine oimed ala gemalim al ho'oyin. The Medrash says a drosh on these two words, ha'oyin. Ha'oyin can mean a spring. It can also mean to be perceptive or to be ma'ayin into something. It says the Medrash, Vayorot Lavan elo isha chutza elo oyin, ma'ayinin lei. He started to be ma'ayin in this Eliezer. This is a Kanani. Look what he's able to do. Look what he's achieved in his life. Look who he is. And that made him then be introspective about himself and think, and where am I? Where am I holding? He says, because whenever you evaluate something, it's always got to be, you evaluate something commensurate to something else. If you're giving something an evaluation, it's got to be relative to something. you can't come and evaluate if it's not relative to, you can't evaluate a piece of property if it's not relative to other pieces of property in the area.
So who's saying this?
So the Kotzke Rebbe said that if he was evaluating Eliezer, it means he was evaluating him relative to himself. Evaluating himself relative to Eliezer. And then he was Mayan. That's why this human being, Kanani, has reached. And this is what I've reached. The descendant of shame. And how distant I am. And he had a moment of MS in his life. Said his enikel, the Kotzke Rebbe's enikel, the Shem Mishmur. He said, maybe. Not maybe, he said, because. Shemipnei shehisig busha ba'atzmai v'nichna v'nisbatil lifnei Eliezer. Because he had a moment of busha, of emes nika busha. And he humbled himself and he's in front of Eliezer. Al kein nis'ale gamhu. So he had an aliyah. V'osu devorov roishem. And the words that he said had a massive impact. She'omar, because what did he say? Boy, Baruch Hashem, Shemikan. From here, Chazal say, those words, Baruch Hashem, affected Eliezer to the extent that, Sheyotza Eliezer Miklal Oru Liklal Baruch. How do we know that Eliezer went out from being a Klal Oru Liklal Baruch?
These words,
Boy, Baruch Hashem. From who? From Lavan Arasha. Yeah. Lavan Arasha had that moment of MS that made a change in who he was. Ad Kedei, for Osud Varav Roshim. Maybe that will also explain why at a chasana we use the bracha of Lavan to give a bracha to the kala. Lavan's bracha, all the mafarshim ask. It was after this that Lavan had this hakara of who Eliezer was and who he was and who Eliezer was and who he was. His words have a ration, they have an impact. There's so much.
So that's when it says Ulai.
Yeah, so that's when you realize because.
Something by Avram Avinu says. I'm a Baruch,
you're in Aram is a Baruch,
yeah. That's what I'm saying over here.
Now he became a Baruch, yeah, that's what they say. Now he realized he didn't have the Shoichad anymore. That's why it doesn't say the Eli earlier.
Early.
Only says it now because he didn't realize it beforehand. Yeah.
I'm saying, couldn't Avram Avinu have seen what was going to be?
If that Eliezer would come into being a Baruch? How did Eliezer achieve coming to this level? So Ravram Gurvitz Shlita has a beautiful vart on this week's parasha. He's makdim his vart by talking about Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu was stood by the snare and he sees the snare is boyer boyish. Vayar malach Hashem elov, vayiro malach Hashem elov, belabas ish mitoich hasneh. Vayar vihine hasneh boyer boyish, vasneh inenu uko. Vayar Moshe sees this majestic, this weird, this unbelievable phenomena of something being a consuming fire in something and not consuming it. And he says that the Ralbag there writes that this is one of the important things that every human being, every ma'amin needs to be doing, is to be looking around ourselves and seeing where there's Chochmas Elohim. You see something strange, you see something interesting, you see something that could bring more understanding or more depth, more clarity in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masada the world and how the world runs and the godless of how this world is. That's what we saw from Moshe. As soon as he saw this strange phenomenon, he says, one second, what's going on over here? Why is this happening? How is it happening? Because Moshe, he says, Shekva hayom mishtoikeik loda sibois hadvarim lefi ma she'efshe. Says the Ralbag, because he was always looking to try and understand, and how does this work, and how does that work, and why is this in the Bria like that, and why does Rabban Shalom do it this way, and how is that working? He came to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more and more, and he reached the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, that's Pshat in the Mishnah in Maseches Avos. The Hillel HaZaken was walking on a bridge over a river, and he saw a skull being taken downstream. And he looked at that skull and he said to the skull, Al da'atif atfuch, v'soif meta'afayich yitufun. Because you drowned someone, that's why you got drowned, and the ones who drowned you will be drowned themselves. And he says, that he heard someone said, it's the Mishnah says there, about Hillel HaZaken, af hu ra gugoyles achas, she tzofa al pnei ha'mayim. What do you mean, af hu? He just started a sentence of, oh, even he saw. Even he saw, yeah, it means, do you know, there were loads of people that saw. But there was only one person that stopped to think about it, and that was Hillel. And when he thought about it, how is it that this skull is, dismembered skull from a body is being taken downstream, suffering like this after its Misa? There's a cheshbon here. Al da'atif, da'atfuch. And if that's the case, the cheshbon goes further. He was misspoining. He saw something. He was misspoining. He says, and that's what we find by Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer Eved Avram, when he saw what was going on over here with the tefillah that he davened. The beginning of the parasha tells us, "Vayomer Avram el Avdo Zakan Beisom." Vayomer Elov Ha'Eved. The Eved said to him, "Ulai lo sova isha leches acharei." Avram Avinu told him, "Don't take him back." Vayosim Ha'Eved es yode tachas yerech Avram. Vayikach Ha'Eved asora gemalim. Vayorotz Ha'Eved likroso. The beginning of the parasha until you get to Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Aleph. The beginning of the parasha is telling us, Eved, 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 this is the darga of an Eved. He's an Eved, he's a Kanani. And then we come to Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Sorry, Perek Chof Dalet. Pasuk Chof Aleph. When he suddenly sees everything falling into plan, and he suddenly is called an Ish. V'ha'ish mishto elo. Macharish lo das ha'itzdiach Hashem darko elo. He was astounded. Mishtoimim u'mizboel al shero dvor av krivim ha'itzdiach, says Rashi. He suddenly came to a tremendous hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More than it ever had before.
He's not where he's been called an Ish.
Sorry?
He's not where he's been
called. Correct, correct. The Torah tells us that he's reached the darga of Ish. And that's when Lavan comes and sees it. That's when Lavan comes and sees, wow, this is, look, because he came to a clarity of understanding in Emunah, in Ashkocha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that Tfilah works. In the Emunah, in the Koyach of a Tzaddik works. In the Siyata Dishmai, working as a Shliach for a Tzaddik helps. He came to the Hakara. It's called an Ish. From what? From being misspoiling. But Ish Mishtoi, he's misspoiling. It's wonderous. And that's why it carries on. It says, "Vayikoy da ish vayishtachu vayova ish vehine omed al agmalim al oyin." That's when he comes and he sees the ish. Vayavoy ha ish abaisoy vayifatech agmalim. But says Rabbi Avraham, the hisayrus is a hisayrus, and if it's not continued, then it gets lost very quickly, because it didn't take long for Eliezer to sit down with Lavan and Besuel. He's back to being an Eved. Later on in the parasha, you'll see it does say, Va'ish by Rivka. So he brings there, Rabbeinu Bachai's Mazbe, it was the covered Rivka that it says that she went by an Ish, and Ish took her. Well, Lameisa, it's Tzirik to Zayna Eved. Why? Because he didn't hold on to that Israeliness.
He couldn't get out of it, he had to deal with them.
Anachanami? Sometimes that's what happens, you're right, that's what happens. He says, oh, but. So there's a problem, I don't understand. He says to them, tell me, I want to know, there's nothing to this, it's not negotiable. You've just seen how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this work. You've just seen the koyach of tefillah, you've just seen the koyach of emunah in a tzaddik. There's a tzad faket. He sat with them. Yeah, you could say. He says, but that he even would entertain that to tell him, there's no tzad. He saw his scholars of HaKadosh Baruch in such an unbelievable way. He's got a sophic. Yeah. That sophic came from having, he had to do it.
He had to give him the truth, but
that's what happened. That's what happened. The hispoiliness wasn't held on to for that long. The viyodah to hayev, the Hashem voice alavavach, has to continue every single minute in order for it to have that impact. It's worthwhile pointing out that when Eliezer goes to look for a wife, he doesn't check out her emuna. I mean, he's looking for a wife for Avraham Avinu's son. And Avraham Avinu tells him, you go, l'kachas isha livni l'yitzchak. So Yitzchak, he's oyla tmima, but livni. That means, people, you got, this person has to understand, it's my son. I have one mission in this world. To be mefarsim elokusoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mefarsim, there's emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my legacy, and that's what I'm going to leave behind. So livni, and Eliezer doesn't check out her emuna bechlal. His whole test has got nothing to do with emuna. So Chatzke Levenstein said, I mean, how could it be that he relied on this chesed test? Maybe she's a kofer. So he says, said Reb Chatzke, a person, certainly a yid, has a natural emuna pshuta embedded within us. While Elokim osa es ha'odom yashar. So Shlomo HaMelech, the Ibishter made us with a yashrus, which means that we know and we have a clarity of a pashtus that the Ibishter runs the world. Novos, our gaiva makes us think, koichi v'otzim yadi, I can do things, I have a power to make things happen. He says when he saw a girl who reached the darga of chesed that he was looking for, that when you would ask her for water, no, not only will I give you, without even, and I'll give you and I'll give your camels, and even though there were ten camels and 10 servants, she still went. When you see the love of chesed that someone like that has, he says that the love of chesed to that extent comes from a total negation of oneself. There isn't an ounce of gaiva there. He said if there's no gaiva there, then there's emunah. So the chesed test, it wasn't just a chesed test. It was a test to see, is there any guy, is there any onoichius there? Is there any ich? No, if someone can do chesed to that extent, then there's hispatlus. Hispatlus means, I'm not relevant to Eibishter who runs the world. Then he knew that it would be fine. Ramechel Feinstein, Zichetzal Livracha, he says, he also asked, he says, he didn't check her hashkafet out. He didn't want to find out, you know, if she's going to fit to marry someone like Yitzchak, someone brought up in a house of Rishoyim. He wasn't going to check that maybe, I mean, she didn't have an inkling of what it meant to live in Avraham Avinu's home. You're not going to check that out. So he says, when he saw her chesed, and he saw the way that she cared for other people, so he said, you know what? Even if she doesn't understand exactly what that home is about, but if she's prepared to be there for someone else, that means she's not thinking about herself. She's thinking about the other. She'll start thinking about Yitzchak. She'll think about Avraham. And that's gonna rub off. The realization of the emes will be so profound. But you need someone to be open to thinking. You need someone to be open to be caring. If someone's so involved in themselves and so enveloped in themselves that they're not gonna look out of their daladamas, it's not gonna work. The bottom line is, it's all about the midas. As one Choshevid once said, who was looking for a shidduch for his daughter, he said, I don't care if the guy can learn or not, I'll teach him how to learn. But he's got to have good middos. So if he's got good middos, he's got everything. And someone told me they were by Rav Ron Gurwitz on Purim a few years back, and also he was giving brachas to Bachim. He said, he's old Zayin Abal Middos Tovus. The Bachim said, yeah, but in learning, and it's, yeah, he's old Zayin Abal Middos Tovus. Because if a person's got good middos, midas means it's not about me and it's not about myself and it's about going for stretching myself. So I'll stretch myself for other people, I'll stretch myself to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to understand His Torah. What we look for is midas tovus. What we work on is midas tovus. What we ensure our kids have is midas tovus. And the rest follows. If there's no midas tovus, the gaiva will take it away so they can know the whole of Kol HaTorah Kula. But the gaiva will make that into an Avodah Zarah. That's why Eliezer said, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for, listen to these words of the Ksava Kabbalah. He says, Avraham Avinu said, I want you to go to get my son a wife, but don't dare take me b'nois ha'kananim. Ki ha'kananim ha'yu ro'im b'midois u'b'masim b'emunah meshubeshes. And ve'ele midas rois yasu roishem b'guf u'b'nefesh. V'yavru rishumam el abonim ki yishtal shalu mehem. Kasina, nekima, achzorius, chema, and similar. Those will make an impact on the nefesh and the guf. And that will go down from generation to generation. He says, however, Omnom, lovanu besuel, im heyoysam ovde elilim, the type they have to avodah zarah, that don't necessarily go. It's very dependent. Ki emuna hakozeves lo itasa roishem rak benefesh, but not in the guf. And if it's only in the nefesh, every person's nefesh is unique to them. And the parents, anyway, they don't give the nefesh to their child. They give the guf to the child. The Rebbein Shlom gives the chalokim of the nefesh. Because it's more important to find someone who's got midas tovus, and perhaps is an ovid avodah zarah and doesn't have emunah, than to find someone who's got emunah and midas mishchasos. Because one will have an impact, and the other one doesn't necessarily have to have an impact. And if we may say that actually if a person's got midas tovus, then the emunah koizeves is likely to have less of an impact, because through their midas, through their lack of gaiva, through their chesed, and through their echpatiyut, they're being bothered about other people, and being bothered about others other than themselves. They'll look, they'll see further, they'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mimela they'll come to emunah shleima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.